HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India on Saturday recorded 326,098 new coronavirus disease, COVID-19, cases and 3,890 more deaths, taking the caseload and the death toll to 2,43,72,907 and 2,66,207 respectively, according to the Union Health Ministry's dashboard. As many as 3,53,299 people recovered in the last 24 hours and the total recoveries have climbed to 2,04,32,898 and constitute 83.50% of the caseload. The active cases stand at 36,73,802. Nearly 1.7 million samples, 16,93,093 to be exact, were tested for COVID-19 in the last 24 hours, taking the cumulative testing figures to 31,30,17,193, according to the Indian Council of Medical Research. The West Bengal state government on Saturday announced that a complete lockdown would be implemented in the state between May 16 and May 30. However, emergency services have been exempted and essential services have been allowed with some restrictions. Under the new restrictions, all educational institutions in the state would remain closed. Government and private organizations have also been ordered shut except those providing emergency and essential services like healthcare, courts, fire services and funeral services. The new restrictions have been announced a day after the state reported its highest single-day spike of 20,846 new COVID-19 cases and 136 fatalities on Friday, a bulletin from the health department showed. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha on Friday announced a 3 crore relief package for people associated with the tourism sector that has taken a severe hit due to the second wave of the coronavirus pandemic. Under this package, 2,000 rupees financial assistance will be provided to 4,444 registered shikara owners, 1,370 tourist guides, 6,663 poniwalars and 2,150 others including those who rent palanquins for your trees. The money will be paid for 2 months. The relief will be transferred to only those who are registered with the tourism department, said an official. The package does not have anything for travel agents, owners of Kashmir's famed houseboats, hotels and transport operators. Cyclone Tauktae, which is currently centered over Lakshadweep, intensified into a cyclonic storm on Saturday morning, according to a tweet by the India Meteorological Department, IMD. On Friday it had forecast the storm to intensify into a very severe cyclonic storm with wind speed of 150 to 160 km/h by May 17. The cyclone is likely to move north-northeastwards initially for some more time and then move north-northwestwards and reach the Gujarat coast by May 18 morning, according to the Weather Department. Union Industry and Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal on Friday held a virtual meeting with the United States Trade Representative Catherine Tai with regard to increasing the availability of vaccine doses against the coronavirus disease, COVID-19, in an inclusive and equitable manner to fight against the global pandemic, according to a statement issued by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry. Goyal and Tai also held talks on both India and the United States working together on the trade-related aspects of intellectual property rights, TRIPS, waiver with a view to ensure that vaccine doses are affordable to all.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.